We have cloudy skies here in Atlantic. We picked up a total of 6 tenths of an inch of rainfall, and we look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today. The showers have ended here in Atlantic. We look for a high around 79. News is brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. While the National Weather Service has canceled the flash flood watch for most of the KJAN listening area, the watch was set to expire at 10 a.m. And the flash flood watch for Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties, which was scheduled to end at 1 o'clock, has been scheduled to end now at 10 a.m. In the news, authorities say a bicyclist has been killed in a collision of the sports utility vehicle on the west side of Council Bluffs. The accident occurred around 6 a.m. today near a railroad bridge over South 35th Street. The name of the bicyclist and the SUV driver and other details about the collision have not yet been released. Well, the polls for the school board or school elections are open from noon today until 8 o'clock. And in Cass County, there are two voting centers in Atlantic. Those in Wards 1, 4, and 5 will cast ballots at the Heritage House. Persons living elsewhere in the Atlantic Community School District will vote at the Atlantic Public Library. In the Cam School District, the polling sites include the Anita Community Center for those in Grant, Benton, Franklin, or Lincoln Townships in Cass County, or Adair and Audubon Counties. The Cumberland Community Building for those living at the Union, Bear Grove, Noble, or Edna Townships, or Adams County, and the Messina Public Library for patrons residing in the Messina or Victoria Townships in Cass County, or those living in Adams County. In the Griswold School District, patrons in Director District 1 will cast ballots at the Lewis Library, in Director District 3 at the Elliott Community Building, and in Director Districts 2 and 4 at the Griswold Community Building. Now, if you're not certain where you should go to vote in your county, contact your county auditor or go to the Iowa Secretary of State's website. They have a link that you can click on there, and you simply type in your address, and it'll tell you where to go to vote. The Creston Police Department reports today several people were arrested over the past few days. On Labor Day Monday, 37-year-old Lonnie Brown of Creston was arrested on charges of possession of drug paraphernalia and driving while suspended. And 36-year-old Tobias Newton of Shakopee, Minnesota, was arrested Monday night for public intoxication. Brown and Newton were being held in the Union County Jail on $300 bond each. On Sunday, 38-year-old Robert Hyatt of Creston was arrested for driving while revoked. He was later released on $1,000 bond. And 35-year-old Ryan Feldhacker of Creston was arrested Sunday for driving while barred and on a Union County warrant for failure to serve his jail sentence on a third offense public intoxication charge. Feldhacker was being held in the Union County Jail pending completion of his sentence. On Saturday, 23-year-old Casey Weicker of Winterset was arrested on a Union County warrant for failure to serve a jail sentence on an original charge of OWI first offense. Weicker was released from custody after the balance of his sentence was served. And last Friday, Creston police arrested 18-year-old Keegan Williams at the Union County Jail on a Polk County warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, first offense. Williams was subsequently transferred to the custody of Polk County authorities. And 32-year-old Aaron Wallace of Creston was arrested Friday near her home on two Union County warrants for failure to serve a jail sentence on charges of driving while revoked and probation violation. Wallace was being held in the Ringgold County Jail to serve the balance of her sentences. Police in Creston say a local woman reported Friday that someone had taken her purse from a store at 109 North Maple Street. The purse contained several checks, cash, and personal identification. The incident happened sometime between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. on Friday. The loss was estimated at $1,800. And a Creston man reported to police on Friday that someone damaged a fence on his property at 508 West Adams Street. The incident, which happened sometime between August 23rd and September 4th, resulted in a loss of about $400. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater reports his office was busy last week processing numerous arrests. According to the arrest report, last Saturday, 32-year-old Zlatko Kendick of Adair was arrested early that morning in Stewart on charges of second offense OWI and careless driving. Kendick was later released on $2,000 bond. That same day, 37-year-old Gerardo Arturo Federico of Tucson, Arizona, was arrested on Interstate 80 for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, speeding, improper use of child restraints, and OWI first offense. Federico was later released on $1,000 bond. Last Friday, Adair County deputies arrested 36-year-old Satil Devi Nichols of Atlantic for possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia. In addition, Nichols was wanted on a warrant. She was later transferred to the custody of another law enforcement agency. Also arrested last Friday was 38-year-old Joseph Eric Funk of Fontenelle. Funk was being held at the Adair County Jail to serve the remainder of his court-ordered sentence, handed down in June for driving while barred. On September the 3rd, 43-year-old Joseph Leon Buckner of Adair was arrested on an aggravated domestic abuse assault charge for allegedly trying to impede the flow of blood or oxygen of his victim. Buckner was released Friday on $2,000 bond. Also arrested last Thursday was 52-year-old Henry Lewis DeGraw of Bridgewater. DeGraw was taken into custody on an outstanding warrant. Last Wednesday, Adair County deputies arrested 40-year-old Veronica Danielle Ramirez of Stewart. Ramirez was wanted on a warrant for distributing drugs to a minor, a controlled substance violation, child endangerment, and possession of methamphetamine first offense. Her bond was set at $25,000. The sheriff's office says 27-year-old Crystal Lee Brown of Council Bluffs was arrested Wednesday on a Pottawatomie County warrant for criminal mischief in the fourth degree. Brown was transferred to another law enforcement agency on Thursday. 19-year-old Cole Aaron Mullineau of Stewart was arrested Wednesday by Stewart police for trafficking stolen weapons, possession of stolen property, and possession of burglary tools. His bond was set at $5,000. And finally, 27-year-old Juan Alberto Perez Salazar of Des Moines was arrested Wednesday in Adair County for driving under suspension. The man was also wanted on a warrant out of Polk County. Perez Salazar was later released on $300 bond. The body of a missing 71-year-old woman has been found in her car in northwest Iowa after it was pulled from a pond near where she worked in Sioux City. Someone saw the car roof in the pond Saturday, and the car was pulled out on Sunday. The body of Raquel Munoz Perez was inside the car. Her family had reported her missing August 19th after the woman didn't show up for work at the Cloverleaf cold storage the day before. Sioux City Police Detective Nick Thompson said the woman's death is being investigated. And an Iowa lawmaker who was a White House employee on September 11, 2001, is vividly recalling the chaos in Washington the day that airplanes were used as weapons. The Daily Nonpareil reports Marianne Hanusa recalls vividly the day 14 years ago Friday, how shaken she was evacuating her office where she was President George W. Bush's personal correspondence director. Hanusa recalls thinking as she ran from the White House after the Pentagon attack that, quote, maybe this is how I'm going to die. The Iowa House member serving her third term recalls the traffic gridlock and how within 2 hours Washington was like a ghost town, and how President Bush promised that night the U.S. government would be open for business the next day, and she says we were. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.